姐妹们，主日平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace be with you.
今天是一个非常特别的日子。
Today is a very special day.
不只是我们今天要早一点来，因为礼拜要开始的早一点。
Well, because we come early because the worship start early.
因为今天是感恩节前一个礼拜。
Because this is a week before Thanksgiving.
所以这是一个感恩的日子。
So it's a Thanksgiving day.
又是一个见证洗礼的日子。
It's also a testimony and a baptism day.
所以这个日子非常的特别。
So it's a very special.
所以我觉得应该提前跟大家说感恩节快乐。
So we need to say happy Thanksgiving.
所以我们聚会结束的时候，你们那个握手的时候应该说感恩节快乐。
So yeah, at the end of the worship, we need to say to each other, Happy Thanksgiving.
我们在这个讲道之前，我们要看一段的经文。
Let's read the scripture.
我想今天就我先读中文，然后让他再读英文。
Yeah.
我们读在《列王记上》第十章一到十三节。
First Kings, 10, verses 1-13.
我们就不用起用的方式，我就听我来读。列王记上第十章第一节，示巴女王听见所罗门因耶和华之名所得的名声，就来要用难解的话试问所罗门。跟随他到耶路撒冷的人甚多，又有骆驼驮着香料、宝石和许多金子。他来见所罗门王，就把心里所有的对所罗门都说出来。所罗门王将他所问的都答上了，没有一句不明白不能答的。示巴女王见所罗门大有智慧，和他所建造的宫室、席上的珍肴美味，群臣分列而坐，仆人两旁侍立，以及他们的衣服装饰和酒正的衣服装饰，又见他上耶和华的台阶，就诧异得神不守舍，对王说，我在本国里所听见论到你的事和你的智慧实在是真的，我先不信这些话，及至我来亲眼见了，才知道人所告诉我的还不到一半。你的智慧和你的福分越过我所听见的风声，你的臣子、你的仆人常侍立在你面前听你智慧的话，是有福的。耶和华你的神是应当称颂的，神喜悦你，使你做以色列的国位，因为他永远爱以色列，所以立你做王，使你秉公行义。于是示巴女王将120他连德金子和宝石与极多的香料送给所罗门王，他送给王的香料以后奉来的不再有这样多。西兰的船只从俄非运来了金子来，又从俄非运了许多檀香木和宝石来。王用檀香木为耶和华殿和王宫做栏杆，又为唱歌的人做琴瑟。以后再没有这样的檀香木进国来，也没有人看见过，直到如今。示巴女王一切所要所求的，所罗门王都送给他。另外照自己的后裔馈送他，于是女王和他臣仆转回本国去了。
Let me read the scripture in English. When the queen of the Sheba heard about the fame of Solomon and his relationship to the Lord, she came to test him with hard questions. Arriving at Jerusalem with a very great caravan, with camels carrying spices, large quantities of gold and precious stones,She came to Solomon and talked with him about all that she had on her mind. Solomon answered all her questions, and nothing was too hard for the king to explain to her. When the queen of Sheba saw all the wisdoms and Solomon and the palace he had built, the food on his table, the seating of his officials and attending servants in their robes, the cupbearers and the burnt offerings,He made at the temple of the Lord, she was overwhelmed. She said to the king, The report I heard in my own country about your achievements and your wisdom is true, but I did not believe these things until I came and saw with my own eyes. Indeed, not even half was told me. In wisdom and wealth, you have far exceeded the report I heard. How happy your men must be, how happy your officials, who continually stand before you and hear your wisdom. Praise be to the Lord your God, who was delighted in you and placed you on the throne of Israel. Because of the Lord's eternal love for Israel, he has made you king to maintain justice and righteousness. And she gave the king 120 talents of gold, and large quantity of spices and precious stones. Never again were so many spices brought in as those the queen of Sheba gave to King Solomon. Hiram's ships brought gold from Ophir, and from there they brought great cargoes of almug wood and precious stones. The king used almug wood to make supports for the temple of the Lord and for the royal palace, and to make harps and lyres for the musicians. So much almug has never been imported or seen since that day. King Solomon gave the queen of Sheba all she desired and asked for, besides what she had given her out of her royal bounty, out of his royal bounty. Then she left and returned with her retinue to her own country.
今天我特别讲一个题目，叫做听见神的名声。
Today, the topic of my sermon is hearing the name of the Lord.
其实呢，神创造我们的时候呢，有很多感觉的。
So when God created us, he made many senses for us.
我们有这个嗅觉，所以呢，一闻到味道，就冲着那个香味就去了。
So we have a smelling senses.So once we smell good senses, and we go there.
我们还有视觉，看见东西的时候啊，就这个东西找到了。
We also have a vision. So if we want to look for something, we use our vision.
还有一个感觉就是什么？是听觉。
So another sense is hearing.
你听不到东西，你就没有反应。
So only when you hear something.Well, if you cannot hear anything, you cannot have reaction.
你知道我现在这个年轻人呢，都爱戴着耳机啊听歌。
So the young people, they like to wear this earphone to listen to songs.
那我家孩子也是不免俗哈，完了他们就戴着耳机呢，还一边这个听呢，还一边这么扭。
My children do the same thing.
那个完了以后呢，他那儿扭的时候呢，我就叫他。哎，吃饭了。
Well, when she was patient to pay attention to listening through their earphones, I tell them, okay, time for lunch or time for dinner.
请问他听见了吗
？Well, does he hear it?
一定没听见。
No.
所以最后我就没有办法把他那个耳机一拔下来，吃饭了。
So finally, I have to get rid of his or her earphone to let them know.
所以，人必须要听见。才有反应。
So, only when you hear it, and can you have reactions?
Yeah, 但是有的时候呢，听多了以后，即使听见也没反应。
Well, sometimes, if you didn't pay attention, if you hear, well, if you listen, and you didn't pay attention, you cannot have reaction.
有一天这个到年底了，就像我们现在一样到年底了，一个公司呢，那个董事长要召集所有的这个什么员工呢，开年终大会。
Well, one day a company CEO is giving like a year-end speech at a year-end employee meetings.
Yeah, 所以呢，那个董事长往台上一站呢，就开始呢，又是图表啊，又是什么东西啊，把这个今年的工作啊，从头到尾都讲一遍。
So when the CEO is standing on the stage, he got a lot of graph to show the financial achievement and all about a company's operation.
那请问，那在底下坐的人是不是都非常高兴的听
？So let me ask you, do they all the people sitting down there all pay attention to what he say?
所以呢，最后大家都昏昏欲睡， 最后听的就是不知道他在，反正让他慢慢讲，但我们就在底下打瞌睡。
Yeah, usually a lot of employees will doze off, you know.
呀，但是到最后的时候呢，这个董事长呢讲了一句话，所有的人都坐直了。
Well, toward the end, and the CEO said one word that a lot of people started to pay attention.
最后他就讲，最后我要讲今年的奖金发多少。
In the end, he said, "Okay, I'll talk about this year's year-end bonus."
其实人就是这个问题，爱听的就拼命听，不爱听的怎么样？就打瞌睡。
Yeah, people have this habit, right? When they don't want to listen, they will doze off. But when they really want to listen, they will definitely pay attention.
列王记一上来就提到所罗门开始做王。
So in the book of First Kings, in the beginning of the book, First Kings, they talk about Solomon was made the king of Israel.
Yeah, 他要起来完成他父亲大卫王的遗愿，就是为耶和华建殿。
He wanted to complete David, King David's will to build the temple for the Lord.
当圣殿建好了以后，神的约柜被运进了神的殿中。
So after the temple was built, the ark was moved into the temple.
在第八章里边记载，当约柜运进神的殿的时候，有云彩充满了耶和华的殿。
In the First Kings, chapter 8, they talk about when the ark moved into the temple and the crowd filled the temple of the Lord.
因为耶和华的荣光也充满这殿。
Because the glory of God filled his temple.
所罗门那个时候就带领所有的以色列人献祭敬拜耶和华。
Then Solomon led the people of Israel to offer burnt offerings.
神也向所罗门显现，坚立他与大卫所立的约。
Solomon also led people to worship the Lord, and also the Lord appeared to Solomon and reaffirmed his covenant with Solomon.
所罗门为耶和华建殿，他明白神让他建殿的意义，那就是让神的名传遍四方。
So Solomon built a temple for the Lord. He understood the reason behind it, right?And that is to let the name of the Lord be heard all over the earth.
在第十章到第十章的时候，第一节我们就看到，示巴女王听见所罗门因耶和华之名所得的名声。
So in chapter 10, verse 1, so when the queen of Sheba heard the fame of Solomon and his relationship to the Lord.
所以，示巴女王慕名而来。
So,the queen of Sheba came because she heard the name of the Lord.
所以她为什么呢？就是听见了这件事，她就来到这个地方要看一看。
Well, she came because she wanted to find out.
但是我们要先来看一看神为什么要建殿。所罗门明白了到底是什么原因。
So,First, let's take a look at why Solomon wanted to build a temple.
Yeah, 在这个所罗门献殿的祷告里面，他特别提到，他明白殿是神名的居所。他在这里说，神果真住在地上吗？看哪，天上和天上的天尚且不如你居住，不足你居住，况且我所建的殿呢？
So when Solomon had the dedication prayer when he dedicated the temple, he said the name, the temple is the dwelling place of the name of the Lord. And he said, but will God really dwell on earth? The heavens, even the highest heaven, cannot contain you. How much less this temple I have built?
后来他在祷告里继续说，他说愿你昼夜看顾这殿， 就是你应许立为你名的居所。
Then he continued in his prayer, May your eyes be open toward this temple night and day, this place of which you said, My name shall be there.
他为他的子民以色列民祷告。
He prayed for the people of Israel.
他说以色列民若是向耶和华的殿祷告的时候求天上的神在天上的宝座那里垂听。
So he said, when Israel pray to God and may God listen from heaven.
他也明白这圣殿不只是为以色列民的也是为外邦人的。
He understood this temple is not only for the people of Israel, it's also for the Gentile.
所以他在这里说，他说，论到不属你民以色列的外邦人，为你的名从远方而来，他们听说你的大名和大能的手，并伸出来的膀臂向这殿祷告，求你在天上的居所垂听。
Solomon said, as for the foreigner who does not belong to your people Israel, but has come from a distant land because of your name. For they will hear of your great name and your mighty hand and your outstretched arm. When they come and pray toward this temple, then hear from the heaven your dwelling place.
所以后来到了以赛亚书的时候，以赛亚先知也明白说这殿必称为万民祷告的殿。
So in Isaiah 56 verse 7, For my house will be called the house of prayer for all nations.
所以这殿在耶路撒冷被建立。
So this temple was established in Jerusalem.
神的殿，神的名，因着这间殿的缘故，经过商旅传遍四方。
So, the name of the temple and then the name of the God spread all over the earth through trade.
Yeah, 所以在第十章的后面也讲到，普天下的王都求见所罗门，要听神赐给他智慧的话。
So, in 1 Kings verse 8 and 24, chapter 8, verse 24, the whole world sought audience with Solomon to hear the wisdom of God, to hear the wisdom God had put in his heart.
就是在这样的背景，示巴女王来到了耶路撒冷。
It's in this kind of a historical background, the Queen of Sheba came to Jerusalem.
那我们讲到今天我们为什么要来教会？
So now, today we're talking about why do we come to church?
啊，我们也是慕名而来。
Well, we come here because of the name of the Lord, right?
那个，我们在座的好多人，我最近听说，他们都是上网，现在这个慕名都是上网，就是一查，哦，这边有一个教会，叫三谷圣经教会。
Yeah, they first find out the church through either from website, the name of the church.
啊，不像那个古代，还要听别人讲。不用了，上网一查，立刻就找到了，完了就来了。
In ancient time, probably just your church name will be spread by word, but nowadays through network.
那请问，为什么你要来教堂
？So then, why do we come to church?
哦，因为我们教堂比较漂亮。
Is that because we have an impressive church building?
哦，因为我们的教堂的那个青少年工作做得比较好。
Is that because we have a wonderful children's program or youth program?
啊，因为听说这边的牧师讲到，还挺会讲故事的。
Well, is that because the pastor can tell interesting stories when given a sermon?
啊，那我们为什么来教堂
？So why do we come to church?
我们希望在教堂里边找到什么东西
？What do we expect to find in the church?
啊，后来有一段前一段时间，我碰见了一个别的民族的移民来到美国的移民，这个我就跟他们谈起来这个教会的事。
I met one immigrant from another country, and then we talk about the church.
啊，他就说啊，他们那个民族的人呢，来了美国以后，几乎90%的人都去教堂。
So they talk about the people, their people coming from that particular country. When they come to the U.S., They go to church. Maybe 90% of them go to church.
我说真好啊，你们都90%啊，那我们的人这弯曲连10%都没有啊，5%都不到，你知道吗？哎呀，要90%的话，我们教堂早满了。
So I told him, "It's so wonderful you have 90% going to church, and for us probably just 10%."
啊，但是那个教堂的牧师就跟我说，不是啦，你知道吗？那些人来啊，是因为没地方去。
So actually, the pastor told me because they come to church because they don't have nowhere to go.
Yeah, 因为就刚来美国又不会讲英语，完了没地方去。哎呀，就这是好不容易找到点乡亲，最后都去这个教堂，他们凑在一起。
Well, they come here because they don't know the language, and then they probably come here just for social.
Yeah, 就是让他们大家就是一个好像一个同乡会一样凑在一起，大家彼此聊天。
Yeah, it's just like people like coming from the same place. They gather together and have the common language.
Yeah, 所以我就在这思想。他讲完了以后，我就想，我们到教堂来干什么来了
？So I just think about why do we come to church?
Yeah, 我今天有几位的弟兄姐妹在这里受洗，他们做见证。
So today we have brothers and sisters give testimonies and being baptized.
他们在这里做见证，其实我听了还挺感动的。
So yeah, I was touched by their testimonies.
除了这个年轻一点的，那个是他被他父母给拉来的，那个不能算。
Except for the young sisters, that is because the parents wanted her, right, to be here.
那两个年纪大的，是他们自己走来的。
Well, because for the other two adults, they came here because.Voluntary, right? Because they come here because by their own.
他们两个来的时候，我这个受洗前，我跟他们上课的时候，我就发现他们都在这教堂很久了。
I found out that when I gave like a baptism class, both they have been in this church for a long time.
那么我就问他们，你们为什么要来教堂呢
？So I asked them, why do you come to church?
啊，当然了，中间有很多的曲折，我就不多说了。但是他们。在这个教会里寻找到一个信仰。
Let's make a story short. And they came here because they found a belief.
寻找到一位真神。
They found a true God, the true God.
寻找到一位救赎主。
They found the true Savior.
这个是真正我们来教堂的目的。
That's the goal, or that's the intention. Why we come to church?
每个礼拜天，我们来到教会，坐在下边，想要听到。请问你要听什么
？So every Sunday we come to church to listen to sermon. So what do you want to hear?
是不是你准备着听牧师今天又讲什么故事
？So are you preparing for a story by the pastor again?
其实我们应该来。听神智慧的话。
So we need to come here to listen to the wisdom of God.
示巴女王不远千里，长途跋涉，来到耶路撒冷，要听神的话。
The Queen of Sheba came to Jerusalem because of the name of the Lord. She came from a very far distance.
他听到耶和华的名声，他准备了一大堆难解的问题，要听所罗门的回答。
She had a lot of questions that need to be answered by Solomon.
所以，所罗门先解答了他的问题。
So first, Solomon answered her questions.
看起来他很满意。
So it looks like she's very satisfied.
圣经里没有讲她到底问的是什么问题。
The Bible didn't mention what kind of question she asked.
但是我猜她的问题是应该关乎到耶和华名声的问题。到底这位神是谁
？I suspect her question was regarding the name of the Lord.
所罗门回答的非常的好。
Solomon's answer. Was very good.
那我想 他那个示巴女王坐在下面，所罗门坐在上边讲回答，他有问有答，好像所罗门在讲道一样。
So, yeah, when Solomon speaking on the stage and the Queen of Sheba sitting there listening, so Solomon was like given a sermon.
那我们看到示巴女王完全听明白了。
So we can see that the Queen of Sheba is completely understood.
不但如此，她还去上耶和华的殿。
Other than that, she also went to the temple of the Lord.
当然，她自己是外邦人，她不能够进耶和华的殿。
She's a Gentile, so she's not allowed to enter the temple.
但是她看到所罗门上耶和华殿的台阶。
She saw the stages that Solomon took to went up to the temple.
圣经中文说，他就诧异的神不守舍，就是说他的那个魂都丢了，那个意思。
So in the Bible it says she was so overwhelmed, just like in the Bible it says there's another word for that, that there was no more spirit in her.
那个意思就是说他的那种羡慕啊。所罗门能够来到神的面前敬拜，是多么美好的事！
So she's so amazed about how beautiful it is that Solomon can make burnt offerings at the temple of the Lord and to worship the Lord.
后来他又献上礼物，当然这礼物是虽然送给所罗门的，但是也是送给神的。
Later she offered her gifts to Solomon.Even though it's to Solomon, but it's also a gift to the Lord.
所以他做的这一切表明他对神的心。
So she did all this to show that she has a heart. She had a heart to the Lord.
他听见了，也看见了，他做了一个回应。
She heard, she saw, and also she had a.Reaction, also give offering.
第六节到第七节，他这样讲：“他说我在本国里所听见论到你的事和你的智慧，实在是真的。我先前不信这些话，及至后来我亲眼见了，才知道人所说的还不到这一半。”
In verse 6 and 7, she said to the king, "The report I heard in my own country about your achievements and your wisdom is true, but." I did not believe these things until I came and saw with my own eyes.
所以最后他发出了一个颂赞，说耶和华你的神是应当称颂的。
So later she gave a praise. Praise be to the Lord of your God.
所以示巴女王来到神的殿中，不为别的，只为敬拜。
So the Queen of Sheba came to the temple of the Lord is not for anything else, just for worship and law.
她来到耶路撒冷，好像并没有得到什么特别的好处。
She came to the Jerusalem. It seems she didn't benefit from this.
反而还要带上了很多的礼物献给这位神。
She actually has brought a lot of gifts to offer.
我们传福音的时候呢，经常会有一些非信徒呢问我们一些问题。
When we share our faith, with the unbelievers, we have a lot of questions from them.
那这个一般的这样的问题，大部分都是信耶稣有什么好处
？Usually they will ask, "What is the benefit of believing in Christ?"
那我们一般呢就趁机呢，既然人家问了，就赶紧找一些好处来回答他们。
So sometimes we can find some benefits of believing in.
啊，你看我信耶稣多好！一信耶稣的这工作找着了。
So, well, usually we said, "Okay, once you believe in Jesus, and yeah, you will find a job."
啊，你看我一祷告，那个考试得100分。
Once you pray, then you will have a good score at the test.
啊，那做见证的昨天晚上那个做见证的那有没有？我没听见啊，因为我后来走了，那个。一祷告，病又好了。
So, yeah, and I was not there for the testimony last night, but yeah, Maybe as sometimes when we praise, okay, my illness was healed.
当然这些东西不是坏事，这是好事。
Actually, these things are not bad. It's a good thing.
我也没说这是错，这是对的。
I didn't say that's good or it's right or wrong.
如果你祷告得到了这一切，应该把感谢放在神的面前。
If you pray, then you got all these things, and you should give thanks to the Lord.
但是问题是，请问我们来到教会敬拜神，是只为了这个目的吗？
But the question is, we come here to worship the Lord is just for this? For the benefits?
只为了得好处，没好处就不来了。
Yeah, if we don't have benefits, then we don't come to the church.
那你不用来教堂啊，你去庙里就好了。
Then we don't need to come to church, we just go to the temple.
因为去庙里的话，那就是
idol temple.
那个庙里的话更简单呢。我给个大猪头，当然猪身子是我吃了，完了大猪头给他，完了那个他就保佑我，不多好。
So if you, yeah, you can offer a big pig head to the temple, and then you eat the whole body of the pig. So, but what's the benefit?
我们来到教会为了什么？
So why do we come to church?
我们来到教会，相信我们的救主耶稣基督，敬拜独一的真神。
So we come here because we believe and we accept that he is the Jesus, the only true and the sovereign God.
不是因为好处，我们才来敬拜他。
It's not because we can get benefits, then we worship him.
是因为我们承认他是唯一的造天地的主，真神，我们的主宰。
Because we accept he is the creator of the whole universe and the earth, and we are his creation.
我们是他所造的，所以我们就要敬拜他。
So therefore we need to worship him.
所以我们因果关系要搞对。因为他是敬拜的主，所以我们要敬拜他。
So we need to understand this kind of reasoning why we worship the Lord.
因为他是创造的主，我们都是他所造的，所以我们要敬拜他。
Because he is the creator of the world, and we are his creation, so we need to worship him.
我们来到教会不是因为得了好处我们才来，不得好处我们就不来。
We come to church is not because we get a benefit that we come. If we don't have a benefit that we don't come.
示巴女王来到神的殿中，来到神的面前敬拜，没有因为好处。
So the queen of Sheba came to Jerusalem to worship the Lord. It's not because she can get any benefits.
她没有得到好处，反而献上很多的礼物，就心满意足地回去了。
She actually offered a lot of gifts to the Lord, and also she felt satisfied when she heard the wisdom from the Solomon also hear the name of the Lord.
她有一颗简单单纯的信心来敬拜神。
She had a pure heart to worship the Lord.
耶和华就纪念这样寻求他的人。
So the Lord will remember those who seek him.
那示巴女王到底是什么人？
So who was the queen of Sheba?
这个在历史上呢，有很多种不同的解释。
So in history, there are so many different explanations.
那欧洲人呢，这个白人呢，有一点种族偏见，所以呢，他们就说呢，这个示巴女王应该是阿拉伯半岛那个也门人。
So, the Europeans have this kind of view. They said, "Well, the Queen of Sheba might be from modern-day Yemen in Arabia."
所以那个因为也门那个地方的人呢，就是那个阿拉伯人呢，那个皮肤是白的。
So, those people, the modern-day Yemen people, they have a light facial color.
还有另外一个解释，这个那个是非洲人都支持的，就是今天的埃塞俄比亚。 Ethiopia.
Yeah, another point of view is actually a lot of Africans support this view is the Queen of Sheba was from Ethiopia, which is northern Africa.
Yeah, 那个埃塞俄比亚在这个在北非那个地方啊，其实历史非常非常的悠久。
And actually, the Ethiopia have had a long history.
但是我个人认为，示巴女王应该是从北非的埃塞俄比亚来。
My point of view is the Queen of Sheba was from Arabia.
Ethiopia.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Northern Africa.
所以，示巴女王那个皮应该是什么颜色的？黑色的。
Yeah. So the Queen of Sheba must have a dark skin.
相传，示巴女王回国以后，持守她的信仰。
By legend, and the Queen of Sheba remained faithful after her return.
她朝见，她来朝见耶和华，是她的真心，也是她的真信心。
So she came to worship the Lord out of her true heart and faith in the Lord.
大概一千年以后。
About 1,000 years later.
记载在《使徒行传》第八章说，有一个埃提阿伯人，是一个大能的太监，在埃提阿伯女王手甘大基的手下总管银库，他上耶路撒冷礼拜去了。
So in Acts 8 verse 27, it mentioned, so he started out on his way. He met an Ethiopian eunuch, an important official.In charge all the treasure of the Kandak, which means the queen of Ethiopians. This man had gone to Jerusalem to worship.
他被埃塞俄比亚的女王派去到耶路撒冷礼拜。
And she was sent by the queen of Ethiopia to worship in Jerusalem.
所以从这里我们可以看到，示巴女王不只是回自己回去，把这个信仰也带回去。
So from this verse we can see that, not only the Queen of Sheba remained faithful and kept her faith, also she brought back her faith to Ethiopia.
从这里我们可以看到，她还经常派人到耶路撒冷去礼拜敬拜神。
So from here we can see that he often sent off people from Ethiopia to Jerusalem to worship the Lord.
神纪念他们的信心。
God remember their faithfulness.
他们这样的信心持续了将近一千年的时间。
So their faithfulness continued for about 1,000 years.
神纪念他们，就派腓力传福音给他们。
So the Lord remembered their faith, so sent Philip to preach the name of Jesus Christ.
你回去去自己去读《使徒行传》，那里边就讲到，腓力被圣灵带领，就在旷野碰见了他，就给他传讲耶稣基督。
So, in the Acts, it mentioned, when Philip was in the wilderness, he met.This Ethiopian eunuch and just share faith with him.
后来腓力又给他们受洗。
Later, Philip gave them baptism.
这个埃塞俄比亚的太监就回去成为圣经里面所记载第一个受洗成为基督徒的外邦人。
So this Ethiopian eunuch was the first Gentile believer.Who came to believe in Christ?
所以你们千万不要说基督教是洋教。
So don't say Christian is Western belief.
Yeah, 因为第一个不是犹太人的基督徒，不是欧洲人，是非洲人，黑人。
So it's not a Jewish believer. Actually, it's a African believers.
Yeah.
It's a black people.
Yeah. 所以跟洋教一点关系都没有。
nothing to do with Western belief.
我跟你们讲，这一个信徒回去以后，回去埃塞俄比亚以后。
So after this person went back to Ethiopia,
他就建立教会。你知道这个教会直到今天，2000年，他们持守他们的信仰。
So we know that after 2,000 years, the person went back established the church. Now they still remain faithful.
你知道，在他们的教会，他们可以说是世界上最贫穷的教会。
So they probably would be the poorest church in the world.
但是，他们是一个最有骄傲感的教会。
Because they should be a very proud church.
那个，再过几天，我们中间有一些人就跟着我去圣地了。
So in a few days, some of you will go to the Holy Land with us.
所以去的时候呢，我们就特别要参观一个 Ethiopia 的 Coptic 教会。
So in this trip, we're going to especially visit a church.Called a Coptic Church.
Yeah, 所以在那个教堂里面，那个教堂很小，黑黑的，里边所有的神职人员都是黑人。
So in this small dark, dark church, it's not a, yeah, all those people serving in there are black people.
Yeah, 但是在他们的墙上有一幅画。
So on the church's wall, there's one painting.
那幅画是什么呢
？So what kind of painting is that?
就是所罗门，示巴女王朝见所罗门。
So the painting depicted the Queen of Sheba visited the King Solomon.
他们在这里画那幅画的意思，不是说我们的教堂已经存在两千年了。
They put the picture of put a painting of the not saying that our church has been there for 2,000 years.
他们就提醒进来的人。我们的教，我们的信仰，持续到今天3000年了。
So, the painting actually reminded visitors that their faith has been continually remained for 3,000 years.
示巴女王有真信心。
The Queen of Sheba has a true faith.
连耶稣基督在讲道的时候都提到他。
Even when Jesus talking, in Jesus talking, he also mentioned about the Queen of Sheba.
他说，当审判的时候，南方的女王要起来，要定这个时代的罪，因为她从地极而来，要听所罗门智慧的话。
In Luke 11, verse 31, the Queen of the South will rise at the judgment with the people of this generation.And condemn them, for she came from the ends of the earth to listen to Solomon's wisdom.
在这里边，在这句话的意思里边，这个耶稣不是说那个示巴女王要起来做审判官，他不是说那个意思。
In this verse, and didn't say that the Queen of Sheba will be the judge during the judgment day.
他在这里说的是示巴女王要站起来做信心的见证人。
What is mentioned is the Queen of Sheba will stand to the witness to the faith.
Yeah, 因为他的信心，他的后代，他的国民持守三千年。
Because her faith, her people, and has remained faithful for 3,000 years.
示巴女王是一个外邦人。
The Queen of Sheba.Was a Gentile.
但是他听见了神的名声，不远千里寻找真理。
When she heard the name of the Lord, she came from the far distance to seek the truth.
但是很多我们在座的人，从小生在基督徒的家里。
So many of us, were born or grew up in a Christian families.
从小在教会长大。
And grew up in Christian family, yeah.
每个礼拜天在教堂听到。
Every Sunday we come to church to listen to sermon.
那听到听的都昏昏欲睡。
Sometimes we just doze off while listening to the sermon.
听太多了，结果怎么样？道就从这个耳朵进去，从这个耳朵出来。
Yeah, we've been here for so long and listened to too many sermons, and sometimes the words coming in from one ear and go out from another.
其实有的时候我们要问我们自己，我们为什么要来到神的家，我们的教会之中？
So we need to ask ourselves, why do we come to the church of the Lord?
其实我们这个中国人最伟大的思想家啊，孔夫子，他讲过这样的话。
Once, the great Chinese Confucius said this.
他说：“朝闻道，夕死可矣。”那个意思就是说，早上听到了真理，下午就死都值了。
So he said, if one hears the truth in the morning, he would have no regret, like died in the evening.
这就表明人对真理、对信仰的一种的执着的追求。
So this shows, people have a desire, a strong desire to seek the truth.
那个有一个牧师也正在讲道。
So a pastor was preaching.
你知道吗？牧师一讲到啊，尤其你们听的牧师啊，自己的牧师听太久了以后就怎么样，昏昏欲睡。
So usually, if you listen to a same pastor for a long time, can easy for you to get those off.
那、一听最后一句话就知道这是牧师的结论，准备赶紧这个牧师一按门，咱们就赶紧走了。
So probably just waiting for the last amen word, and then so we can leave.
因为听一个牧师久了，那个牧师的风格呢，差不多，反正永远都是那样，反正听久了都是那个样子。
When you listen to the same pastor for a long time, probably you understand the style, probably all the same.
不好意思哈，我的眼睛从这边往那边一扫哈，谁在那打瞌睡，立刻就看见了。
So when I look around, I can see that who's dozing off right now.
所以那个牧师呢，也是讲着讲着啊，讲的正就正激动，最后他这么一扫，发现。哎呦，好多人都在那儿。
When the pastor was preaching and giving a sermon, so he found some people were dozing off.
Yeah. 所以呢，但是那一天他讲到的时候，正好讲一个内容是关于信心与事实。
So actually, on that day, his sermon is about faith and reality.
那就是事实是什么？有一个桌子在这里叫事实，信心是什么？信心就是没看见的，就是信心。
So what is a fact? It's a table here. That's a fact. What is a faith? Faith is that because we cannot see.
哎，没有看见神，你相信神，那就是信心。
So we cannot see the Lord, but we believe in it. So that's faith.
那看着到下边都开始不行了，所以他就没办法了。最后他一生气，他讲这样一句话。
So he looked at people. He's not happy, and he said the following words.
他说：“你们现在坐在教堂里是事实。”
He said, "You are all sitting in the church. This is a fact."
我现在站在这儿讲道也是事实。
I'm standing here giving a sermon. It's also a fact.
但是我有一个信心，能够让我讲下去。
But I have a faith that I can continue preaching.
那就是因为我相信你们都在听。
The faith is that I believe you are all listening.
我也凭着信心讲一篇道。
I also given sermon based on faith.
传讲一个三千年前的故事。
Talking about a witness, a story happened 3,000 years ago.
这个人听见了神的名声，不远千里寻找神。
So this person heard the name of the Lord, came from a far distance to seek the Lord.
只为敬拜
only,
就心满意足了。
Only for worshiping him, that was her satisfaction.
今天我们为什么来到教会？
Today, why do we come to church?
真的，我们要问我们自己，我们为什么要来到神的面前？
We need to ask ourselves, why do we come to the face of the Lord?
你的满足在哪里？
So what is your satisfaction?
愿我们真的怀着一颗相信敬拜的心来到神的面前敬拜他。
So we pray, may we have a face and have a heart to come here to worship him, to truly worship him.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，我们来到你的面前，用我们的信心和我们的身心灵来敬拜你。主啊，今天我们在这里听到这个故事，三千年前，他愿意用他的信心来追寻你，只为敬拜。他心满意足的回去，他嘱咐他的后人一代一代的敬拜你。主啊，也祈求你，让我们来到你的面前，真的是用信心来追寻，只为敬拜。让我们在你的面前能够心满意足，让我们持守我们的信仰，让我们的信仰一代一代的传下去。求你使用我们的教会，为你做见证，让神的名在我们的教会之中得到传扬，让周围的人因我们的见证被吸引，吸引来到神的面前。听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。